This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yes, 11 a.m. as I'm wont to say. 11 a.m. at Otago Access Radio is time for our weekly, our popular weekly program, Jazz Cafe. Lou McConnell, your host, here for the hour, and hoping you'll enjoy what we put up for you. We don't know, but it's a bit of a stab in the dark, but we must be doing something right, I think. This is our 25th year. What about a bit of New Orleans piano? Just kick off. We'll take a couple of numbers from a gentleman by the name of James Booker. James is a pretty good stride pianist, and there's a tune you don't hear, term you don't hear very often these days. So let's take a couple from James on the sunny side of the street, and Something Stupid, which is actually a pop song, wasn't it? Frank Sinatra, Frank and his daughter. Yeah, I think I'm right. Well, listen to it anyway. Sunny Side of the Street and Something Stupid. That applause goes on forever, and the reason it goes on forever is it's recorded at the Boogie Woogie and Ragtime Piano Contest, Zurich, Switzerland, 1977 live. So the boys are having a ball. They've been into those Jagermeisters, I would say. Yeah, yeah, high octane, that stuff. One more from James. Let's have, here's one of my favourite songs anyway. We'll see what sort of a fist he makes of this one. Come rain or come shine.
necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my.
Jonah, he lived in the whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. For he made his home in that fish abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in the stream. Little Moses was found in the stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Papa do dip dip dip
dip. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all the children the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years.
Sing it, Ellen.
Methuselah lived 900 years. Oh, but say, who calls that living when no gal'll give in to no man? What's 900
preaching this sermon to show
ain't necessarily so.
Yeah, well, that wasn't James Booker, was it? It was Louis Armstrong and the legendary Ella Fitzgerald. It ain't necessarily so, and a bit of unintentional juxtaposition is a good word. Two CD tracks, both labelled 4. And I got the wrong one again. Anyway, we'll take one more from Louie and Ella. They're too good to... you can't fly on one wing, can you? So what do we got from them? Let's have that G-Baby. Ain't I good to you?
Treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for good, so true. Mama, ain't I good to you? Yes, I bought you furs for Christmas and a diamond ring, Cadillac car. And everything. Loves make me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Yes.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere for Christmas, a diamond ring, a Mark 7 car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy that's so true. Baby, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some crazy sports shirts, you had your fling. A Mercedes-Benz sport car and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Dig me paying taxes on what I gave to you. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, and yeah, legendary duo if ever there was one. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? And that must have been, I wonder, probably over 100 recordings that I know of that number. Okay, back to James Booker. A little late, but better late than never. Let's get on with that. Which one? God, I've almost forgotten which one it was going to be. Yeah, it's going to be, oh yeah, come rain or come shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, oh, well, and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess that when you met me, it was one of those things. Say, well, if you ever bet me, you know I'm gonna be true. Oh, Lord, 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 if you just let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together. Oh, happy together, and won't it be fine? Won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny.
Yeah, Mr. Booker finally got to give us the presentation, Come Rain or Come Shine. Yeah, nice bluesy approach to it too. It was. Okay, we better get to our featured artist for the week, Susanna McCorkle. Yeah, a lot of people probably won't have heard of her. Wonderful American songstress, I guess we could say. Fell on hard times, unfortunately. I'll tell you a wee bit about that later on. But so let's kick Susanna off with one she pinched from Frank Sinatra. How do you keep the music playing? And then Jimmy Webb's Immortal by the Time I Get to Phoenix.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear his name. Although the way I feel for him, it's now or never. The more that I'm afraid that in his eyes I may not see forever. If we can be the best of lovers and yet be best of friends, if we can try to make it better as it grows, with any luck then I suppose the music left that man so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, he'll be working. He'll probably stop at lunch, give me a call, but he'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, he'll be sleeping. He'll turn slowly and call my name out low, and he'll cry just to think I'd really leave him. Though time and time I tried to tell him so, he just didn't know.
Bit of different handwriting there from Susanna McCorkle, Jimmy Webb's Time I Get to Phoenix. Okay, a couple more from Susanna. Cheek to Cheek. No, we've already had that one, haven't we? With Louis and Ella. I think we may have, yeah. Poor Butterfly and Slap That Bass.
City sleeps while the streets are clear. There's a life that's happening here. While the tourist dreams in his hotel bed, here we're living those dreams instead. When the phone stops ringing, when the neighbors cease their fight, then my heart starts singing. When the day has said goodnight, all is right. While the city sleeps, while the air is still, life can bring you that secret thrill. While the city sleeps, while the city sleeps. The city sleeps when it's after four. Conversation means so much more. When those Scarsdale Squares all have said their prayers, we receive what they're praying for. The juices flow. Let the drums dig in, get a good beat going. Hey, mister, where you been? Stagger in while the city sleeps. When the air is still, life can bring you that secret thrill. While the city sleeps, while the city sleeps, while the city sleeps, while the city sleeps.
Yeah, well, Susanna slipped one in on me there, but we'll just keep going.
There's a story told of a little Japanese sitting demurely 'neath the cherry blossom tree. Miss Butterfly, her name. A sweet little innocent child was she, till a fine young American from the sea to her garden came. They met 'neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her to love the American way, to love with her soul. 'Twas easy to learn. Then he sailed away with a promise to return. Poor Butterfly, 'neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly. She loved him so. The moments pass into hours. The hours pass into years. And as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he is faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, I won't ever sigh or cry. I just must die. you tell my love, said the little Japanese. Tell him I'm waiting neath the cherry blossom trees, my sailor man to see. The bees and hummingbirds say they guess every day that passes makes one day less till he comes to me. For once butterfly gives her heart away, she can never love again, she is his forever. For all of this world, through ages to come, so her face just smiles, though her heart is growing numb. The moon and I.
Poor butterfly, I think attributed to that, what was the opera? Yeah, Madame Butterfly. Yeah, I think I'm right in saying that. But anyway, that was Susanna. Susanna came to an unfortunate, tragic end, actually. 1990s, music had changed. Entertainment had changed. Jobs were hard to get in her line. And being a celebrity, as you could say, they fall into debt pretty easily. And in the end, she just stepped out of a 5-story window, which didn't help anybody. But so there we are. So we take one more from the lady, and this one's called Slap That Bass.
In a mess with politics and taxes and people grinding axes, there's no happiness. Dung, 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 dung. Rhythm, lead your ace. The future doesn't fret me if I can only get me someone to slap that bass. Happiness is not a riddle when I'm listening to that big bass fiddle. Slap that bass, slap it till it's dizzy. Slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy. Doom, doom, doom. Misery, you gotta go. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic. Slap that bass, keep your philharmonic. Doom, doom, doom. And the milk and honey will flow.
birthday, dung, dung, now and then. Today, it is known that the happiest men all got rhythm, in which case, if you want a bubble, slap that bass, slap away your trouble, learn to dung, 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 slap that bass, slap that bass. Slap it till it's dizzy, slap that bass and keep the rhythm busy. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic. Slap that bass and keep your philharmonic. If you want a bubble, slap that bass and slap away your trouble. Dictators would be better off if they doom-doom now and then. Today, it is known that the happiest men all got rhythm, in which case, if you want a bubble, slap that bass, slap away your trouble, learn to thung, 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 slap that bass, slap that bass.
Okay, that concludes Susanna's contribution to the program, and hope you enjoyed something a little different. We've got time for one number. We'll try a bop number, eh? Go out on a bop number. There's Bobby Timmons Moaning, played here by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We mightn't get it all in, but depending on how much we get through, I can always play it again next week. Take care out there. With a bit of luck, I'll be here next week. With a bit of luck, you'll be listening. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.